Senator Lisa Murkowski recently hosted the U.S. Forest Service's top officials in a flying visit to Tongass National Forest. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, the delegation kept a low profile during its visit to Southeast Alaska.
Back in a mid-May budget hearing, Murkowski quizzed the chief of the Forest Service, Vicki Christensen. She wanted to know why recent timber sales in Tongass National Forest had no takers, and what was the Forest Service doing about it? Here's Christensen.
We are working in earnest and it is a challenge, and I'd be glad to work with you more, even come up to Alaska, that we can roll up our sleeves and really look at this.
Murkowski had been speaking of her support for removing restrictions on logging federal forest land. She acted on this opening.
I welcome you up to the state anytime, summer, winter, spring, fall.
She picked summer. Christensen spent nearly 2 days in Southeast Alaska on a flying visit with Alaska Senator. At a July 6 meeting in Wrangell, they heard from the timber industry and its boosters.
There was discussion about making sure that we're able to keep the one remaining mill in Southeast operational.
That's Wrangell Borough Manager Lisa von Bargen. She's referring to the Viking Lumber Mill on Prince of Wales Island.
And they're struggling to get enough wood to keep going.
Frank Rappel was there too. He ran Alaska Pulp Corporation, which had a sawmill in Wrangell and a pulp mill in Sitka from the 1950s to the 1990s.
And the chief was very receptive, listened carefully, had good questions, and so we were encouraged that there's some interest and willingness to try and help the industry.
The gathering of about 10 business people and civic leaders discussed ongoing efforts at crafting an exemption from the 2001 roadless rule that would allow logging in more undeveloped parts of the Tongass. But at a roundtable in Ketchikan with leaders from Southeast Alaska tribes, it was a different story. Ronald Layton, president of the Organized Tribe of Kasan on Prince of Wales Island, says tribes support the rule that protects about 9.2 million acres from logging.
We prefer that there is no change of the forest plan. And I think most of the tribes are going that way. I can't speak for them all, but the ones I heard are...
He says he used the audience with the Forest Service delegation to press for preferential access to old-growth red cedar for traditional carvers.
We did our longhouse. We were having trouble finding quality cultural logs for that. So, in fact, we had to buy some from Sea Alaska.
None of the meetings were publicized in advance. The visit was only announced nearly a week later in a Friday press release. But if it had been, the delegation would likely have gotten an earful.
We're really sorry that Lisa Murkowski and Chief Christensen missed the turnout for the Tongass rally on June 22nd in Juneau, where 150 Alaskans turned out in support of the National Roadless Rule.
Dan Kennan works on Tongass issues for Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, an environmental group. So far, past public hearings and written comments have been overwhelmingly supportive of keeping the roadless protections in place. The Forest Service is expected to hold more public hearings to a draft environmental impact statement for an Alaska-specific roadless rule later this year.
I would hope that Chief Christensen comes back during the public comments and the public meetings to actually hear from Alaskans and travel to places beyond Ketchikan and Wrangell and go to Juneau, go to Sitka, and hear from a larger swath of Southeast Alaskans.
The trip was almost exactly a year after Senator Murkowski brought Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue to Southeast Alaska. That visit had the usual fanfare with media in tow. This time it was different. The Forest Service chief apparently opted to keep a low profile in Alaska. With additional reporting from Joe Vicnicki in Petersburg, I'm Jacob Resnick in Juneau.